Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you, as always, and welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. As always, I thank you guys and I appreciate the love and the support, as always. And hope you guys had a good start to your week. And you had a good weekend. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's a chance for, all of us to, be with our families if you live out of state and, reconnect with one another. Thanksgiving is celebrated once a year, but we all have something to be thankful for, all year round because God is just that good. Today's episode of Surviving Grief, it's called Keep the Faith. And so many times in life, where when life is lifing, and I often say that, although life has been lifing for me almost the last 2 years, I know life has been lifing for so many, other people. And, even in the state I was in, I thank God that, he allowed me, even in my brokenness, even in my downtime, allowed me to still be there, for other people and to do what I could. That's been kind of my thing, all my life, 'cause, I get that from my mom. But, to be able to help others and not expect anything in return, because if you're out helping people and you're looking for accolades or, want to get something in return, then, why do it? Just don't do it, because if you're not giving from the heart and it's coming from a place of, I got to show the world that I'm doing this and I'm doing that, then it's not done out of love. And, I think all of us, have been in need a time or two, in our lives. And, when you're used to being a giver and you can't do it, it does make you feel some type of way. And, I've learned a lot about myself in this current season of my life. I've learned a lot about me and, where I'm going and where I want God to take me. And it has, I said something the other day, would I trade my journey? And, sometimes we go through stuff, and yes, I would trade a lot for this journey, because it's a journey that I never wanted to go on, but, it was a journey now that I see that I needed to go on. Sometimes God takes us, places, and it doesn't feel good. And we, and in my experience with everything I've been through, God has been so quiet. And I hated that. God, my Father, God, I need you to do something. I need you to hear me. I need you to rescue me. Like, take the hurt away, take the heartache away. God, do something for me. And, not realizing that he was doing something for me. He was building my trust. He was building my faith. He was, sometimes God has to fortify you for things ahead. And I often say that, God has been strengthening me to carry the weight of my purpose and my promise. And, be careful what you ask for, and sometimes we ask God for things, and to us it's cut and dry, it's just straight cut and dry and okay, God. Not realizing that God is saying, before I do this or that, I'm going to have to fortify you for the weight of the promise, for the weight of your purpose, or whatever it may be, you know. And, you know, I said before that one time I was, you know, I was so down and I was so depressed and, you know, the weight loss and just so out of it that I just like, you know, I wanted God to give me a break. Like, God, just do this thing for me and, you know, I'll be happy. God knew I wouldn't be happy. And he knew that if I give this to you, you're going to lose it. And I was like, okay, God, but don't you trust me? And it wasn't that God didn't trust me. It was that he knew my state of mind. He, you know, my mom put it as, you know, you're very fragile. And I'm like, and I never knew how fragile my state was, my emotional state, my mental state, I was just fragile. You know, I was dealing with so much. And somebody said, you know, I was listening to something on YouTube and somebody said that, you know, God gave you this because he knew that you were going to make it through it. He knew that you wouldn't give up. He knew you was going to show up. And, you know, there were times that I didn't think I was going to make it, but I got up, I showed up to God's house. And you know, my car had gotten taken and I was devastated. And, you know, being without work for over a year and things were tight, you know, and that was a Saturday. And I got up Sunday morning and the enemy just said, you gonna go to church? You don't have a car. And I told the enemy, last time I checked, we had Uber, we had Lyft, we had, you know, and I got up, I got ready. I called me a Lyft or Uber, whatever I called, and I made it to God's house because there was no way in God's world that I was going to allow this little thing. And it seemed big to me because I've never been without a car. And I said, I'm not going to allow this little thing to allow me to flake out on God because I don't have my car. And I showed up to God's house like everything was okay. You know, I had a breakdown at the end because, you know, I was tired. Life was life in it. I didn't see no light at the end of this tunnel. And I showed up and, you know, I had a talk with my prayer partner and, you know, it's funny because, you know, my best friend's mom, she told my best friend, she was like, I'm not even going to worry about that because, you know, she's going to get her car back. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I got my car back, you know, and God he opened up the door and he made the way. And just like that. And had I not shown up, you know, had I not, you know, I'm gonna trust God with or without a car, you know, and I've been going all this long without a job and had my, you know, I had my two granddaughters to take care of. And, you know, so much was going on. And, you know, I have been, you know, God said, I just want you to trust me. And I've learned that trust and faith is two different things. And I think I have, you know, because you need mustard seed faith. That's all you need for faith. And sometimes I didn't think I had that. But that trust thing, you know, ugh. Like, God, I've been here so long. And now you're just asking me to don't do nothing but to trust you. And I was in that space where I had nothing left to do. I couldn't go to the right, the left, front, or back. You know, only thing I could do was what he asked me to do was trust him. And I can't say, oh, that's easy. I got there right away because, you know, God is still working on me and, you know, building me up. And you know, and I've learned that, you know, God has been strengthening my faith also. And, you know, although they're two different things, they go hand in hand. And I ask, you know, I'm like, I've learned this one thing, and I've always known this, but I've seen it in a different light this time. And I even see God differently. Because when you're broke, keep the faith. When your heart is broken, keep the faith. When you're grieving the loss of a child, keep your faith. When you have no job, keep the faith. When you don't know where your next meal is coming from, keep the faith. When you don't understand nothing that is going on in your life, keep the faith and trust that God knows what he's doing, even if God is not answering you. Even if you're going and you're showing up to God's house and you're putting in the work and you're not hearing nothing from God, keep the faith. Keep trusting him. Keep believing that no matter what it looks like, or no matter what the enemy says to you, because my mom would always say this thing to me. She said, the mind is the devil's battleground. And if he can get there, he'll turn you every which way but loose. You know, and I thought about Job. You know, this man went through so much, you know, and his good friends turned against him, and you know, and I've been there, you know, with, you know, family too, and it was crazy to me. You know, you're not going to be blessed until you put family first, and you're not being blessed. All this is happening to you because, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that. And now, and it just was crazy to me. And I'm like, make this make sense. And it hurt. And I was like, you know, it hurt me. But after a while, I just, you know, started, you know, it just ignoring. Sometimes you gotta block out everything and everybody. Because first of all, you already going through seemingly hell, and you don't need nobody, you know, that's not going to uplift you, you know. And you know, I thought about Job, and you know, he held on to God. He kept his faith, and he knew it was the enemy coming after him, but he knew although the enemy was after him, he knew that God was going to uphold him. And you know, I think the gut punch for Job probably was when his wife told him, you know, he should curse God and die. And you know, he like, yeah, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, so to speak. Like, no, I'm not gonna curse God and die. And I can understand, you know, from her perspective, kind of, she was a mother that lost 10 kids that she birthed. And in her mind, she might have thought she was far past childbearing years. And you know, I could understand her as a mother that's hurt, that's, you know, that she's grieving and everything that happened, and she done, you know, she just lost all her babies. And you know, in my case, I had 4 girls and 2 boys, and I lost one, and now I got, you know, 3 girls and 2 boys, and it doesn't feel right to even say that, you know, but at least I had 5 kids. I had 5 kids left. She had none, and she couldn't understand for the life of her why her husband would have faith and hold on to a God that would allow this to happen. And you know, I was thinking that God, you know, he allows things to happen to us sometimes because he wants to see where you are. Are you going to show up and still serve me despite what you got going on? Despite how it looks, can you have the faith to trust that I'm going to bring you out? And so many times I laid and tears was just rolling, and I was looking up, and I just like, God, are you there? Are you like listening to me? You know, and there were so many times that I wanted God to just come and say anything, like give me a something that you are listening to me. And he was so quiet. So quiet. And I didn't understand, you know, why would he be so quiet when he know daggone well that I'm going through hell down here. Stuff ain't been right for so long. You know, I feel like I'm losing everything, my mind included. And I just want you to say anything, do anything other than be quiet. God just said, yeah, you just got to trust me. Even when you can't see my hand, even when you can't trace me, you got to just trust me. You got to have faith that in the silence that I'm working on your behalf. Have faith that even though you don't understand it, I got you. And, you know, when we're going through, we want something tangible to put our hands on. And that makes sense, you know, to the natural eye. And, you know, I've been applying for jobs since June 2023, since the day I got laid off. And I was listening to a preacher and he said, you know, you applying for jobs that you qualify for. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, maybe God wants you to apply for a job that you don't qualify for. And I was like, So it's so funny, y'all. I had applied for jobs that I applied for something with NASA. I was just applying for jobs because, I mean, I needed a job. I don't care where it was. I needed a job. And, you know, God going to do what God want to do when God wants to do it. Okay. You know, it's some of these jobs that I applied for and I sat through these interviews and people were like, oh my God, you're such amazing. You have all this experience and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, then I get this rejection letter and, you know, I had called my pastor and was like, can we talk or whatever? And, you know, and I began to talk to him about the job thing and I don't understand the rejection. I'm like, that's been a story of my life, you know, the last year and a half, going on 2 years, the rejection. And nobody likes to be rejected. And I was so, you know, it's crushing, you know, you qualify, you know, you that girl, you that man, you that person, you know, whatever it is, relationship, job, friendship, you know, or whatever. And, you know, I was like, I just need a paycheck. And, you know, I was even willing to, you know, apply for jobs that I didn't qualify for. I mean, that I qualified for that were, you know, I was overqualified for. And I did that. And I still got rejected for jobs that, like cashiers and, you know, all of that stuff. Like, no, we need somebody permanent. And you get a job that you want, you're going to leave us. And, you know, all of that stuff. And I was like, ma'am, I just need a job. And it didn't work out like that. And, you know, I was just discouraged because I'm like, I mean, like, I don't understand it. And, you know, I just, you know, kept going, you know, doing what I could with what I had, you know. And I, you know, I was telling my prayer partner that, you know, I'm trying to get used to this person that I am now because I don't know this person. Life has changed me, and it's not, you know, for the bad or anything, but I'm not the same person that walked into the fire, you know. I'm just not that person. And I think, you know, in this process, some of that was, you know, God trying to get some things out of me. And more so than anything, you know, I always tell you guys often that I am the very much I'll figure it out type person. And I do know that God was tired of that. Like, I let you go for as long as you needed to go, but now I need you, and there are some things that I want to do for you, but I need you to change, and I need you to start giving it to me. I don't need your hands in it. I never need your help. I didn't ask for your help. I asked you to, you got one job. And he gave me the hardest job. And you might think it's crazy, but the hardest thing I had to do in this season of my life is trust God. If it work or if it doesn't work, God, I trust you. And sometimes we want things so bad, and we believe in God to do something. And then my prayer partner say, well, what if God doesn't do it? And I had to learn to say, I'm gonna trust you anyhow. Because if you don't do it, that means you got something better. And I told her, I can't pretend that, I don't want God to do certain things for me, because I do. But if he doesn't, I trust that he has something better. And did I hate to say that? Yeah, because we want what we ask God for, and I often say that, God has had to, build me up to carry the weight of what I've asked God to do. And I noticed here lately, the other day I went over my mom's house, and at my mom's house, I don't know if you guys heard me say it, but at my mom's house, there is like this sweet, sweet spirit. And often when I'm at my mom's house, I don't know, I have this habit of going in the bathroom and in a mirror, and I just begin to speak life. Not only over myself, but the girls, but I speak life over everything that I've been asking God to do. And I do it in such a way that it's so realistic and to me, and I did that on yesterday. And when I got back home, I was looking at YouTube message, and the preacher began saying everything that I said over myself at my mom's. And I had told my Facebook family, I put up a post, and it was a picture of me, and I had my finger over my lips, and I said, Mama said, be quiet, the devil listens too. I said, everybody don't want to see you win. Some people just have monitoring spirits. And I was telling my best friend, I said, if I become quiet, from here on out, it's nothing personal. But God said to me, in this next step, this next season, you got to be quiet. He said, because I'm about to do a new thing. And I said, okay, God. And as I was listening last night, the man literally said everything that I said. And I was at my mom's house. And then he said, You gotta be quiet. God is requiring you to be silent. And, you know, when I'm excited about something, you know, I gotta tell it. But anyway, and I'm like, okay, God, I see, you know, I understand, you know, I understand what God is doing based on, you know, the talk that me and him had, you know, or matter of fact, based on what he said he's about to do. And I get it, you know, I totally get it. And, you know, I see God's hand, you know, I see him working. And God, you know, today I was with my nephew, and me and him was talking about some things, and he had happened to mention something, and it didn't dawn on me the way the situation was set up. It was like, okay, you can do this for this, and it's going to leave you this amount of days to handle business. And when I thought about it, and then my baby boy had called me, and then, you know, he was expressing some things to me, and I listened to him, and it just clicked. And I'm like, don't you worry about it. God is setting you up for something so much bigger. And I said, I can't speak on it. I say, but trust me. And he said, okay. So I, you know, a preacher said, you know, soon God is going to give you your aha moment. And, you know, God is slowly giving me that moment. And, you know, I said something before that, how did I put it? You will never see the purpose in the storm until you see what it produces. And, you know, God is so loving that, you know, he's a good father. and where I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and had he been, you know, trying to make me happy. And you know, I posted the other day, you know, God is not concerned about us being comfortable when he's doing something. And yeah, he wasn't concerned about me being my comfortability at all, you know. And it's like, okay, I went through all of this stuff, and you know, I gained my weight back, and I thank God for that. I was never without, you know, what I needed, you know, maybe some things that I wanted. And then, you know, now that I'm where I'm at, like mentally, and, you know, learning to trust, like really, really trust God, like not even get upset anymore. Like, okay, you know, because God is, he's doing something, you know, and I know he's doing something with me. And I don't, you know, I don't, you know, if I go, when I go to church or when I do something for God, so whatever I do, you know, it's because it's what I know. And I've always, you know, shown up. You know, I'm going to do what I need to do for God's house, you know, it's not to it's not a tit for tat, you know. It's not a give to it's not a give to get, you know. It's just your reasonable service, you know. We get a job 8 hours, but we can't give God 2 hours, you know. And I admonish anybody, you know, give God some time. You know, not just when you need something, not just when you want something, you know, be there. You know, give God some time. You know, again, this whole thing, you know, the job loss, the heartbreak, the loss of my child, and a few other things that I've been through. Yes, I would trade something for this journey, but I thank God for the journey. You know, God is doing what he needs to do to fortify me, to allow me to know that no matter what, no matter what life may bring, I'm always there, you know. But try inviting me, you know, in before you get out there and, you know, make a mess of everything. And, you know, the thing that I love about God, even though he's been silent, the thing I love about God is, you know, he didn't take me out the situation, but he's in it with me. He got in it with me. And, you know, on those days where I was suicidal and I was depressed and just wanted to sleep and, you know, not do nothing and not show up, he was right there with me. You know, just like he was right there with Job. You can do this and you can do that to her, but you can't take her life. You can't have her life. And God held on to me, you know, and surviving grief. Oof. You know, I often say, you know, I survived that loss. You know, I lost my baby and ooh, I missed that child every day. Every day. I miss my baby, and it's been a year, and, you know, I've asked God to help me, you know, because I don't think it gets better, you know, but it'll get easier. And, you know, I ask God for me and the girls to, you know, give us that comfort and knowing that we can be okay, you know, it's okay. And, you know, grieve when we have to and reminisce about the good times. And, you know, and there was, you know, a moment, you know, I think I told y'all, you know, when I first started my podcast that, you know, my pastor said that God said, the girls belong with you, and I know you don't want to hear this, and, you know, I didn't, because when I took the girls, it was just supposed to be short term until my Stephanie got herself together, and then she died on me, and I was like, here I go, because, you know, I had never, you know, lived alone, been alone, and, you know, but God knows, you know, God knows everything. He knows what's ahead, and, you know, had I not taking the girls or went another route, you know, I probably wouldn't have pushed myself to live or to get better. And, you know, in that moment, I promised God that I was going to hold on to them and get them through. And, you know, we're going to be the three musketeers, you know, And I'm sticking to that. You know, God knows, and you know, he's going to fortify me for the fight, you know, and I'm not even, you know, I'm not even worried anymore. You know, God got me. And, you know, today when I was with my nephew, like my anxiety, sometimes I talk about things and my anxiety, you know, it tried to stir up. I took me a deep breath and I say, not today. You won't get on me today. And I noticed that, you know, as time go on, you know, it the anxiety lessens and the panic attacks, they, you know, it lessens and lessens. And, you know, I'm like, God, okay, you know, take me through. And, you know, the heartbreak, you know, from the relationship, it's, you know, I'm always honest with myself. It still bothers me at times. And, you know, I know I'm trusting God to bring me through that too. You know, like, God can do all things. He's a mender of broken hearts. You know, he's a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. You know, I strongly believe that God will be to you just what you let him be. You know, and I'm that girl that very much believe in miracles. Yep. Miracle signs and wonders, whatever you want to call them. Oh, I believe that the same God that turned the water into wine can do the same in 2024. You know, I'm looking for a miracle. You know, that's where my mind is. And I'm like, he ain't changed, you know, and he not about to start with my situation. Nah. You know, so I am, yeah, I am looking for God to do big things in my life. You know, I will say it. I know that I'm destined for greatness. I've always known it, but I had to just get out of my own way. And I think God just was saying, okay, yeah, now I need, if you can't get out the way, now I'm going to have to cause some things to take place to, you know, to move you over, because I need to do what I need to do. And you ain't got to go pick nothing. You ain't got to look for nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. I just ask you to trust me. That's all I ask of you. To trust me, have faith, and believe that I am. And, you know, the whole time, you know, when I started my podcast, you know, God gave me be still. And know that I am God. And I couldn't understand it then, because I was walking, because my anxiety was so bad. I was walking, and sometimes 10, 12 miles a day. One day I walked 20 miles back and forth, because my anxiety was so bad and the depression, and I was very suicidal. And God said, be still. And because he know my mindset, and this whole time I was just be still. And God is, you know, slowly calming me and strengthening me. You know, my mom said, God is going to strengthen and establish you. And wow, I wouldn't have fathomed that I would have to go through all of this to be strengthened and established. And I am grateful for, although I would trade this journey, I am grateful for the journey that God is taking me. It isn't over. And I thank God for having the mindset to be committed to my healing process, because I've learned that I am healing from so much more than, you know, the loss of the child, the heartbreak, God is like healing me. And I know that in order for me to get what God had for me, I had to be committed to that healing. And, you know, I made some promises to God and I've kept that. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's easy or it's always been easy, but I meant what I said and I am going to see it through. And, you know, sometimes I get a little antsy and, you know, there are things that I want God to do and I wonder, is he going to do them? Can you give me a clue, yay or nay? Like, if you're not going to do it, just say you're not going to do it. So I can just leave that prayer on the back burner and go about my business. But God doesn't work like that. You just got to trust him and see, you know? And I think I like trusting God. I like trusting him and see, you know, it's like, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, you know, and it's, you know, all of these things. When I tell you guys that I'm seeing God in a whole new light, I'm seeing God in a way that I've never seen him before. And I've seen God work and I've seen God do so much, but this time is different. When God said to me, I am about to do a new thing for you, girl, I didn't quite understand it, but now he's slowly allowing me to see. And man, at this point, I'm nosy enough to, because I want to see what God going to do. And I know he's about to do something so amazing. You know, I feel like God has been waiting to present his daughter to the world, so to speak. And I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm excited about what God is doing for me. And I said, I'm not going to get ahead of God. I'm going to chill. I'm going to relax. I'm going to let him do what he doing. Because I can't afford to mess up this time. It's like God said, I'm giving you a second chance. We got to do this my way this time. And I'm accepting it. We're going to do this God's way. And as always, I thank you guys for joining me, and I really, really appreciate you guys and everything. As always, you guys have a good weekend, and I will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to Surviving Grief.